The newly created International Criminal Court seems to be having a hard time in one of its first assignments, investigating atrocities in Darfur in western Sudan. The UN Security Council referred Darfur to the court 9 months ago. Yesterday, the main prosecutor told the council that the security situation in Darfur has made his job difficult. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Prosecutor Luis Moreno Ocampo says he's looking into allegations of grave crimes in Darfur, mass killings and rapes. But there's one big problem. He can't provide protection for witnesses.
The continuing insecurities in Darfur do not allow for an effective system of victim and witness protections. This has forced my office to investigate outside Darfur.
Moreno Ocampo says his team has been interviewing witnesses in 17 countries. He says he needs more cooperation from Sudan and from the African Union, which has a monitoring force in Darfur. There is a new twist there, however. Sudan is poised to take the rotating chair of the African Union in January. Georgette Gagnon of Human Rights Watch calls this a travesty because the AU has been mediating in Darfur and the government of Sudan is a party to the conflict.
In addition, top-level Sudanese officials are very likely responsible for crimes against humanity and war crimes in Darfur. They should not be given the chair of the AU. This would be a real slap in the face to all the African victims of atrocities in Darfur.
In a report out this week, Human Rights Watch said militia leaders and government officials, right up to the country's president, should be investigated for ordering, condoning, or carrying out atrocities in Darfur. Sudan immediately dismissed the report as ridiculous and baseless, but Gagnon says it was a result of 2.5 years of investigative work.
We're not at all surprised by the reaction of the Sudanese government. They have denied that they are involved and responsible for atrocities for 2.5 years.
The lead prosecutor of the International Criminal Court has not brought any charges against anyone yet. Britain's ambassador to the United Nations, Emma Jones-Perry, said the prosecutor reassured Security Council members in private that every lead will be followed.
What the prosecutor told us was that the nature of the attacks in Darfur demonstrated a degree of coordination which implied that someone was in command and control of that operation. His intention is to ascertain who it was and hold them responsible.
Human rights groups have blasted the UN Security Council for not following up on its threat to impose targeted sanctions on individuals linked to atrocities. Meanwhile, UN Secretary General Kofi Annan says the security situation has not improved in Darfur.
We have criminal elements, we have violence, we have attacks on humanitarian activities. There are some areas where our humanitarian people cannot go, and therefore the government and the rebels have to honor the peace ceasefire agreement they signed.
The issue of Darfur is also getting some attention here in Washington this week. Several members of Congress are trying to get $50 million for African Union monitors into the Defense Appropriations Bill after the money promised by the Bush administration was stripped from another bill. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.